Why Am I So Tired by Carol Starr. I've been living with brain injury for almost 20 years. A car traveling 50 miles an hour broadsided my car, and in one searing moment, the life I had known was over. Brain injury ended my career as a teacher, lifelong hobby of classical music performance, and my sense of who I was and where I belonged in the world. For a long time, I didn't think I could ever come to terms with this new life and this new me. The early years were the hardest. When the brain injury road was the most rocky and steep, everything was new and confusing. One thing I know now, as a long-term survivor looking back, is the lack of knowledge made my journey to acceptance harder. There was so much I didn't know, so much I struggled for years to understand. Why am I so tired? Why don't people believe me? Why do I need strategies? As a long-term survivor, I wish I could talk to my newly brain-injured self and give her advice. I think about the key moments early after my brain injury. What knowledge would have made a difference then? How can I use what I know now to help others on the brain injury path? Why am I so tired is the first of three letters I wrote to myself. The other two are why don't people believe me and why do I need strategies? The letter is long-term survivor Carol sharing what she knows with first-year survivor Carol. It's my hope that other survivors will see themselves in this letter and that my hard-won wisdom makes someone else's journey a little bit easier. Why am I so tired? August 1999, 6 weeks after brain injury. Dear first-year survivor Carol, you've just found out that the injuries you sustained in your July 6th car accident are more serious than whiplash, bumps, and bruises. You have a traumatic brain injury. At this point, you have no idea what that means or how it will impact your life. You're bewildered about why you're so tired and overwhelmed all the time. You can't seem to sleep enough to get rid of that exhausted feeling. Your head hurts. It's a constant feeling of pressure on the left side that makes you feel dazed and confused. Your ears are so sensitive that two people talking at the same time sounds like a whole crowd. Noise quickly overwhelms your systems and make you feel dizzy and off balance. You cry easily and often for no reason. You're confused a lot, but you're putting up a brave front and pretending to be better than you are. You're embarrassed at how much difficulty you're having with formerly simple tasks like reading, shopping, and cooking. You've been out of work for 6 weeks and you're trying desperately and unsuccessfully to return to your teaching and your hobby of classical music performance. You know you're not right, but it's hard to pinpoint what's wrong. It doesn't help that many people are telling you that you look great and saying, "Oh, that happens to me too," when you're trying to explain your difficulties. You're thinking that if you just try harder or push harder, all the symptoms will go away. You feel weak, like a failure, because this approach isn't working. You don't understand why you can't just snap out of the deep tiredness that's taking over your life. As a long-term survivor, here's what I've learned that I'd like to share with you. Fatigue after brain injury is completely different than fatigue before brain injury. Needing to rest a lot doesn't mean that you're weak, unmotivated, or lazy. Brain injury fatigue doesn't respond to the usual fixes that used to work, such as a brief nap, a cup of coffee, or a quick walk around the block. The only thing that works is to lie down flat in a quiet, dark place and to rest as long as needed. Often that's hours or sometimes days. When the brain has been injured, it needs lots of extra rest, more than after other types of injuries. Tasks that were simple before, like talking, filtering out light and sound, and managing emotions are now difficult. They require a tremendous amount of mental energy. The injured brain runs out of steam, necessitating frequent, long-lasting rest periods. It's pointless to try and push the injured brain when it's overtired. All that does is make the symptoms worse. To use the metaphor of a car, brain injury fatigue is like running out of gas. When your car runs out of gas, you can't argue with it. You're out of gas. You also can't bargain with it. If you give me an extra 10 miles, I'll fill you up with premium. All you can do is refill the tank. The same is true with regard to the brain injury fatigue. Rest times are refueling and necessary to recharge the brain. They're not evidence of laziness. Listen to your brain and get the rest that you need. With love from your future self, Carol, a long-term survivor, Carol. As survivors, each of us moves through the brain injury journey in our own way and at our own pace. But when we share the lessons that we learn along the way, we can light parts of the path for one another. I hope my experience has offered some light for my fellow brain injury travelers. Thank you for sharing your story, Carol. I'm Eunice Joshi with TBI Hope and Inspiration. Please share this message, this note with others. Help them understand. The journey isn't easy. The journey isn't hard. but the journey is not impossible.